Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the seventh parak of Meseches Ksubos, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Beis, and Gimel. Again, we're talking about Nidarim over here. Ksubos is called the Shas Katan because it includes so many different topics, and the seventh parak of Ksubos is pretty much Meseches Nidarim, so it's a lot about Nidarim. So if a woman takes a neder that causes her tsar, that causes her discomfort, or affects her relationship with her husband in a way, let's say she takes a neder against having marital relations, the husband is able to be made for the neder biyom shamo, on the very day that he hears about the neder. If he doesn't undo the neder, and he's shosek, and he just listens, and he allows it to stand, and obviously, if he confirms the neder, if he's mekayim the neder, then there's no way to cancel that neder anymore. So, what happens in the following case? Hamadiris ishto shalo titom echod mikol haperos. A guy takes a neder that his wife is not allowed to taste a certain type of fruit, meaning she made the neder and he didn't, he wasn't made for it. So it's as if he was madir her, because even though it was her idea and she's the one that initiated it, by him not doing anything about it, it's as if he's mekayim the neder. So yotzi v'yitin ksuba, he has to divorce her, and if she wants, and give her the ksuba payment, because he should have immediately been made for the neder. So by the fact that he didn't do that, she's going to feel like he doesn't like me, and that's why he didn't bother going out of his way to try to undo my neder. So she could demand a divorce. But when it comes to a Kohen, we're always a little more hesitant. Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'Yisrael yom echad yikayim shnayim yosef yitin ksuba. If she's married someone who's not a Kohen, he can keep her if the neder was just meant to last one day, but if the neder was meant to last 2 days, yeah, and she wants to get divorced, she can demand a divorce with a ksuba, or b'kohenes. But if the guy is a Kohen, shnayim yikayim, then if the neder was a two-day neder, they stay married, but shlosha yosef yitin ksuba. Only on the third day can she demand a divorce and her ksuba payment. Now, Mishnah Gimel. Hamadir sishto shalot skashet b'echon mikol haminim. If a person took a neder that his wife is not allowed to use a certain type of perfume, yotzi v'yitin ksuba, he has to divorce her right away if she, that's what she demands, and give her the ksuba. Rabbi Yossi Omer ba'anios, if it's a poor woman who doesn't wear perfume anyway, shalot nasan kitzva, he has to divorce her only if he didn't give any amount of time to the neder. So the perfume is always going to be Aser uba ashiros, but if she's a wealthy woman who wears perfume all the time, shloshim yom, then up until 30 days, the neder can be binding and they can stay, meaning up until 30 days, if the neder was meant to last less than 30 days, they could stay married, but if the neder is meant to last more than 30 days, she could demand her divorce and her ksuba payment. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Beis, we said that if a woman took a neder that she's not going to eat a certain type of pri, and the husband was mekayim that neder, so she could demand a divorce and a ksuba. And Rabbi Yehuda says, it depends if he's a Yisrael or a Kohen. If he's a Yisrael, then if the neder was meant to last 1 day, they're not going to get divorced over that. If it was meant to last 2 days, they will get divorced over that. But by a Kohenes, if it was meant to last 2 days, they won't get divorced over it. But if it was meant to last 3 days, then they're going to get divorced over it. In the Mishnah Gimel, we said that if a person takes a neder that his wife should not use a certain type of perfume, he divorces her and pays her ksuba. And Rabbi Yossi says that for a poor woman, the only time she could demand a divorce and a ksuba for such a neder is if the neder was indefinite. But for a rich woman, as long as it exceeded 30 days, she could demand a divorce and a ksuba payment. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dalet.